Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks here at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'm the Programs and Operations Coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. In this episode, we're continuing our series called Getting to Know You, which we started a few months back. And this series features an interview with one of our organization's staff members, board members, or volunteers. In today's episode, I have the privilege of interviewing Bella Bussey. Bella is an inventive freelance writer specializing in crafting digital media content. She's a UW-Madison alum and natural-born creative writer. Bella is passionate about engaging the stories of the past with the present to ensure their preservation in the future. Bella, welcome to the Heritage Connection.
Thank you for having me, Justin.
Yeah, I appreciate you being on this episode. So to start off, can you tell us a bit about your journey into the world of writing and digital media content creation?
Absolutely. So I've been writing my whole life. I've always loved describing things I see with words ever since I was in grade school. And I didn't even know creative writing was something that you could major in college. I started out doing science classes. I wanted to be a doctor.
Oh.
That totally changed. Yeah. I went to an advisor and I was like, I'm just so not happy at all. She's like, well, what do you like to do? And so she got me into a creative writing workshop and I fell in love and kept doing them and majored in that and I'm still writing.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
How far along in your college career were you when you made that choice?
I was a sophomore, so I was two semesters in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We know how your time in college kind of put you on this trajectory academically and professionally, but how did your time at UW-Madison shape your writing style and maybe your passion for storytelling overall, not just in the sense of your career?
Mm-hmm. Sure. UW-Madison is actually one of the best writing programs in the state, in the country, in the Midwest. And I learned from some of the best published authors and creative thinkers while I was there. And they really inspired me to think of writing as a form of art and not just something boring that you do when you're assigned an essay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very descriptive when I write, and I think that comes from how I was taught to take something abstract, like an idea or a feeling, and turn it into something concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how it shaped my style. And it's a big school with a lot of people, really diverse backgrounds. And I not only learned from my professors, but also my peers and critiquing their work and reading their work all the time.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty fortunate that you were at a school like UW-Madison. I would imagine, you know, if you were going to be a doctor, it's one of the best. I know it's one of the best schools for that. But then for it to also have a very strong writing program is really lucky. Just curious, what sort of doctor did you want to be? Or what area of medicine did you want to practice?
I'm still interested in kind of holistic health.
Okay.
So I thought about becoming a DO and going kind of towards that path.
Okay.
But using food as like a form of healing and getting to the root cause of things.
Getting back to writing, and specifically the writing that you do for us as a freelance blogger, how do you believe preserving stories from the past can impact or influence our future?
Mm-hmm. I think that knowing your history creates a shared identity. You know, people in this community, whether they like it or see it or not, we all share the same history, and I think it's important to recognize that because it brings us together in some sense. But it also kind of helps us adapt to change. I like to use stories of the past as a blueprint of how we can make beneficial change in the future. We like patterns. Humans don't like change at all, but change is the one thing that doesn't change. So
mm-hmm.
kind of learning what we did well and what we did not so well in the past can help us change in the future.
Mm-hmm. There's a saying, and I don't know who first said it, but that history doesn't repeat itself, but it certainly does rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you've noticed those rhymes already. So bringing it super local to our organization, tell me about your experience of writing for the Tower Chronicle, our blog. What sort of stories do you enjoy writing? for that?
I think some of my favorite kind of things to explore. Lately, I've been really into the resort eras of like the 1910s through the 30s. Mm-hmm. So we have so many lakes around us. Right. And kind of like the movie Dirty Dancing, when people would, you know, travel from all over the place just to come to a resort, people would come here. Mm-hmm. And I find that fascinating. So.
And the photos, I mean, numerous photos that I see of the resorts that were around here have dance halls.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the earliest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. How do you strike a balance between, you know, honoring the authenticity of historical narratives and being factual, but also making them relatable to a modern audience? Because sometimes, like, certain things in history just aren't that interesting at face value. You kind of have to dig for those interesting nuggets. How do you balance that?
I think the best way is to kind of put the reader in the shoes of whoever you're talking about or whoever was living in the time period you're talking about. And that's kind of where my creative brain comes in, because it's not like I have somebody in front of me from 1910 who's telling me how they felt about having to harvest ice from the river to keep their beer cold. But, you know, I can, you know, take the facts and also, you know, just kind of use empathy and the emotions that kind of tie us together to tell the story and also keep the truth.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, who wants to drink warm beer? Unless it's, you know, a stout or something like that. Are there specific historical eras or themes? I know you mentioned just recently, you know, the resorts, but in general, even outside of your writing for us, are there specific historical eras or themes that you find particularly captivating and enjoy exploring?
I really like writing about how people interact with their culture and community, and then also with their environment. So, you know, I talked about the lakes, you know, there's a lot of water that kind of comes up in my writing. There's also a lot of German influence in this area, and I feel like that's kind of popped up a little bit too.
Yeah, yeah. Switching gears from the blog to this podcast, I'm happy to inform our listeners that you will soon be joining the Heritage Connection as a co-host. And I'll look forward to welcoming you to the show in that role. What are you looking forward to most about that?
I'm super excited. Creative communication is my craft, and recording a podcast has always kind of been one of those boxes that I've wanted to explore. I'm excited for the challenge because it's a little new to me. I'm excited to possibly interview people, meet new people, and to work alongside another creative thinker like yourself.
Now, you also write for the West Bend Daily News, correct?
That's correct.
Are there other outlets that you write for in the area?
Just the two right now.
Okay. All right. How does writing for like a local news outlet differ from your other writing endeavors, whether it's what you write for our blog or maybe just for personal enjoyment, or I don't know if you're working on a novel or...
I wish I were working on a novel. Oh, yeah. I should be kind of slowly piecing it together while doing other things. But honestly, I thought it would be very different working for the Daily News, picking that up. I thought it'd be very cut and dry, you know, whatever somebody tells me in an interview is what I'll put in the news. But that's not really the case. I feel like I'm kind of doing the same work, just in different time periods, that I'm doing here. So I still, you know, research, I still reach out and talk to people, gather information and format it in a way that people want to read it. So.
Can you share some challenges and or highlights that you've encountered while covering local stories?
Yeah, a highlight is I've met a lot of really cool people, you know, small business owners, talented artists. The other week, I just had an article published where I was talking about a painter from Germantown. He owns a hair salon, and he's recognized internationally for his artwork, but it was just posted in Times Square, so that was kind of a big deal. But just people in our backyard that are, you know, thriving. Biggest challenge probably is getting a hold of people and trying to find a time to sit down and actually talk. Takes a lot of driving, but
I'm willing
to go the distance for the story.
Oh, that's good. For aspiring writers, what advice would you give them in, you know, finding their voice and pursuing a writing career, whether it's freelance or otherwise?
I would say to just get your writing out there. When I graduated, I just started posting like short stories I wrote on Facebook to close family and friends.
Oh.
And That's actually how I got connected to Sauer Heritage Center. My family friend Gina, the bookkeeper, she connected us. So you just never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Just getting your work out there. I'm still new and I'm figuring things out, but the more I continue to do what I love and the more I kind of put myself and my work out there, the more things just kind of seem to fall into place.
Oh, there's so many ways to get your work out there and, mm-hmm. and so many channels. Sorry. I would imagine with so many ways to get it out there, can it be hard to kind of pick and choose and not overwhelm yourself by, okay, I'm going to post on Facebook and X and a blog and... Do you find that at all, or are you just kind of trying to focus in on a few channels?
I try to focus in so I don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
In college, they would push us to submit stories to literary magazines, but that's a whole process, and you have to, you know, submit every week. And I haven't dug into that yet. But
well, just put it behind the novel on that to-do list, or maybe in front of. I don't know. Is there a message or a critical takeaway that you'd like to share with our listeners regarding just the importance of connecting with our heritage and preserving our stories? I know you've touched on it, but just what's kind of the last word on that you want people to walk away with?
Yeah, I just think that it's super important to keep searching for and telling the histories of our past. Without it, we wouldn't get to know our culture and community and kind of how it became what it is today and how we can keep in touch with it for future generations to come.
Excellent. Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to hearing more from you as the future co-host of this show. And that concludes our interview with Bella Bussey, freelance writer and blogger for the Tower Heritage Center, as well as the future co-host of the Heritage Connection. Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time!